it's super receptive here, especially in comparison to the United States. You know, coming here to the Philippines for the first time, I really feel like the Queen of Sheba. The half was not yet told me just how wonderful it is. And, you know, in Sacramento, California at least, usually you go out soul winning and there's a lot of times there's a week or two where you don't see anybody saved. You might see someone saved like every other week or maybe every 3 weeks or so. Where here you can basically count on getting somebody saved every time you go out. And, you know, some of these young guys that are going out for a lot of hours, they're getting multiple people saved. But if you go out for 2-3 hours, you can count on 1 or 2 salvations. Just everyone's super friendly, and this is just a very receptive area.
Super receptive in the Philippines. Everyone wants to hear the gospel. The soul winning is unlimited here. It just depends how much work you want to put in.
Philippines compared to America, as far as receptiveness, it's probably 100 times better here, because I don't know, people here have a respect for the Word of God, and if you just show them from the Word of God what it takes to be saved, you know, it's really easy for them to accept that. And most people here are Catholic, so they already believe Jesus is God, they believe the Trinity, they believe the virgin birth. So all you really have to show them is that it's not of works and that it's eternal life. And you can preach to big groups here. You get big groups, lots of people saved in a short amount of time. So it's far more receptive than here.
Compared with the South Korea, South Korean people are very not like the Philippines. When I approach to them, like, they are like kind of rejecting people easily, because mostly people do soul winning in Korea. They are like mostly heresy, Jehovah's Witness. So people are very afraid of, like, if we are like kind of people. So I was quite impressed that when I approach to the Philippines people, they're very open and then they want to listen to gospel. So that's quite different in Korea.
Well, I'm from the UK, and in the UK it's pretty unreceptive. You have to go soul winning for about 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe 4 hours in the UK to get one salvation. So here it's way more receptive. I counted that on average it's about, in 1 hour you can get about 2 or 3 salvations, so it's way more receptive than it is. It's a very, really poor country, and one bad thing that I don't like about the Philippines that really surprised me is that there's a lot of reprobates in the Philippines. I would say that that's the number one surprise for me.
Yeah, how much rice do you eat? We eat a lot of rice here. That's a surprise for me.
Yeah, okay.
The thing is, like, same question, like, same answers in the first question. Like, I was very impressed when I just approached into them. Like, they're, like, very, you know, want to know about, you know. So it's very, interesting.
You know, what I found surprising of the Philippines is just how safe I feel. Because, you know, I came here with my entire family, so me, my wife, and our 6 children. And our children range from 11 years old to 4 months old. And, you know, I kind of, that's the one thing that I was a little worried about and obviously you have to keep an eye on them and keep them, I'm not saying, you know, you have to do your due diligence to make sure you always have them with you. But, you know, it's not super scary. I felt safe everywhere I went. As long as you have your kids with you and you keep them around you, it's been a great time. Everybody's friendly, everybody's nice. And even at several restaurants and things, I've, like, overpaid. And the people gave me back the money or whatever, you know, like, I found it very safe and very honest place. That's kind of surprising to me.
There's a lot of black flowers in the Philippines, right? There's a lot of homos, which the first time I came here, I didn't see it as much, but being here this time, you see them everywhere. And they're even in with the smaller children, too, in schools, they're everywhere. And it's really surprising, it's a shock, but we just need to get these people before they become a reprobate, you know. And there's a lot of work to do here in the Philippines, that's for sure.
Very open for them to move and live here, because people are very friendly. talk to foreigners. They like to talk to strangers, and they will help people. So I strongly advise anybody, if anybody out there wants to win soul, wants to do great things for God, contemplate on moving to the Philippines, because the harvest is ripe. Harvest is plenteous, and people are ready to get saved, but laborers are very few. So if you're thinking about this, just decide right now, make your decision, sell your house, sell your car, and move to the Philippines.
I'd just be prepared for hot weather, maybe bring some sunscreen, but just be prepared to win a lot of souls and learn a lot and grow a lot as a Christian.
If you're contemplating moving here, I would definitely advise that you learn some of the language, the Tagalog. So, you know, and even if you're coming for a mission trip, it might be a good idea to just learn some of the words. For me, it's nice because a lot of the words are, I'm fluent in Spanish, so a lot of their words are similar to the Spanish words. So like, hell in Spanish is infierno, where for in Tagalog it's invierno. So it's very close. So that's helped a little bit, and I would just encourage you to maybe learn a little bit, especially if you're moving here though, like learn the language. Even though like in Manila, virtually everybody speaks English, but it does help to have a little bit of that language background.
If you have a heart for the Philippines, I think you should just make the move, because in the Philippines, you know, it's cheap to live here. It's definitely not as much as in America, so you can live off of less for a cheaper amount of money. And I know people are always thinking about the money and, you know, a job, but I believe God will bless you if you move out of faith. You know, it does take a lot of faith to do that, move to another country, but, you know, there's a great work. We need all the people that we can. The more laborers, the better. So.
Oh man, the future of the new IFB here in the Philippines, I mean, this is probably going to become the hotbed of fundamentalism, in my opinion, with Brother Stuckey here, Pastor Robertson, Brother Sines. Just the people here have been so excited, and they're so zealous. I mean, I believe that in the next 10, 15, 20 years, there's going to be so many evangelists here, church plants all over the Philippines, not just in Manila, not just in Davao or Cebu, but the entire country. I think we're just going to take over, and it's going to be great.
I believe more churches will be popping up in the Philippines just because there's so many opportunities for many churches here. And I believe the churches will grow. I believe we already reach so many people here, and I believe, you know, it's just a matter of time before we get more soul winners, more people come to church, more people getting baptized. And I think God will bless the Philippines because of it, because they're so receptive to the gospel. And I think it's going to be a great work here. So.
Well, it's growing, right? It's growing, man. So I think it's growing really fast, so I think a lot of missionaries are coming here, so I think there's a great future for the new IFB in the Philippines.
I think this is just the beginning. I think lots of new IFB churches will pop up, because church begets church. So I think these great churches, they'll send people out, and there'll be churches all over the Philippines, hopefully.
Okay.
Every time I come on this trip to the Philippines, I've been here twice now. Every time I go back home, I always miss it. I always miss coming here. So, you know, I might be here later in the future at some point. And if you're a single guy, you know, coming here to the Philippines, it's easy to find a wife. They're all really receptive. They get saved. And you just show up from the Bible and they'll believe it. So, but on a serious note, someone here will. It'll give you a new joy for winning souls. It's really experience that you have to come for yourself to see. So many people talk about it. So many people say things about it, but you just need to come on a trip out here at some point and make plans to do that.
If you consider to come to the Philippines, just do it.
Well, thank you for Verity Baptist Church to have this mission trip. And this was my second mission trip to the Philippines. And truly, truly made us
us to be better soul winners. So we're so grateful for that.
The Philippines, I love it. I really enjoyed my time here, and I would just encourage you, if you're looking for a mission trip, if you're looking for somewhere to travel to do soul winning and have a good time, have a little bit of a vacation, you definitely want to check out the Philippines. It's a great place to be.
Amen.
I love the Philippines.
Amen.